Hey, Caleb, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing good. I know you're busy currently touring the East Coast and all that as we speak, so I thank you for taking time with me to chat today.
Yeah, no problem. It's my pleasure.
How's it going currently on tour?
I mean, absolutely insane would be an understatement. We have played some absolutely huge shows. Day to Remember is whooping. Bad Omens, exactly the same. Ghost Inside's been on a few of the shows. It's been amazing. Yeah, I mean, 11 out of 10, 12 out of 10. Would recommend coming around if you see us nearby.
Tremendous. Yeah, with this tour going on and the new single Riptide, when do you even have like a break really to do anything for yourself?
Not at all currently. Right now it's just work. We got the single out. We're pushing, trying to do the radio promo, trying to, you know, play a lot of shows. I'm currently in the middle of writing a record while I'm on tour. I'm also currently in the middle of moving across the country. It's a busy time, but we got a little time off after this. I can have a sleep then.
Perfect. Yeah, I know. Riptide is the song. I believe you said it was written when you started to give up drinking back in December.
That is true.
And I was keeping up on a lot of interviews with you and just kind of noticed on your Instagram as well, you ran a half marathon a few weeks back. I mean, what inspired you to do something crazy as that?
Honestly, I didn't even plan on doing it when I went out. I was just like, oh, I'm going to go for a jog. And then I just kept feeling it. And, you know, it was kind of a goal I had set for myself that I wanted to run a half marathon. And I think more so it was just like related to really pushing myself, which is something I've been trying to focus on in my life. And I'm a very firm believer that we as human beings can be pushed a lot farther than we think sometimes and than we're comfortable with. And pushing out of that comfort zone, I think, is really healthy. And yeah, it was just one of those things that kind of happened and was a happy accident.
Were you kind of like advised not to do something like that? I know you just gave up drinking. You kind of wanted to have that almost like, is it adrenaline type feel when it came to running, or what is it? Like, what got you into specifically running itself?
Well, I just love, you know, going out and going on walks earlier on when I first was trying to kind of get in shape at the beginning, well, towards the middle of COVID, I guess. But I found that running really gives me a similar feeling in my body to playing a show. It's just a lot of cardio, you know, during our show. I'm jumping around and singing a lot. And so, yeah, I kind of started getting into running thinking, well, if this is good for my lungs, this will be great for my show. So the better I get at this, the better I should get live. And then I just kept going. And I don't know, you know, you just turn on Metallica really loud and start going, and then eventually you're 13 miles in, you know.
I was actually about to ask you that question. Like, the biggest question I had in my mind is, do you listen to your own music while you run?
I do sometimes. So like when I'm working on new music, that's a way that I'll kind of see if it's really hitting the vibe that I'm going for. Is it hitting hard enough that when I run, I feel energized and I feel like I'm getting a rush of adrenaline? And if not, then it's probably too soft and I need to go back to the drawing board and heavy it up a little bit, you know?
Yeah, Riptide, I was listening to it. I'm obsessed with the track. I love it. The new single's fantastic. Yeah. And someone like finally labeled it as angry music for happy people. And I totally agree. I mean, do you plan on having this theme of positivity and vulnerability when it comes to the rest of the upcoming album?
Hopefully. I mean, at this point, yeah, it's generally a pretty recurring theme. I mean, really what this record is about so far as I've been writing it is, you know, it's kind of that journey of me just really trying to take my health over. And Riptide was, you know, the first song I wrote on that journey. And, you know, I'm about halfway through the album right now. And, you know, it's still pretty heavy stuff. I mean, it's me just kind of trying to dive into myself and go through specific things that I was struggling with and kind of, you know, figure those out. But, you know, in my life, the main thing that's important to me is just chasing happiness and chasing mental health and physical health. So, yeah, I mean, I think there's definitely a lot more of a positive vibe than especially Below. Absolutely a lot more in the good direction.
Yeah, I've been loving the last album as well. Devastation, Hell of It, all of it, really. And it's funny just to see the turnout of these shows that you guys are currently doing and seeing like the post-COVID tours just blasting off because of everybody who just being pent up for all this time and having all that downtime and then finally seeing live music again. I mean, really, it should be almost amazing. I would love to have the ability to sing, really, and put myself out there on stage, but no, I'm just doing this. But also, when it comes to the song Riptide itself, you write it, and then do you go to the rest of the band and they kind of come up with the riff and the beat and all that?
Oh, no, I write it, I play it, I record it, I mix it, I master it. Whole thing.
So really the jack of all trades, really.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of how Beartooth's always been. It's just sort of like, you know, my baby when it comes to my musical stuff. And but then when we're live, that's when we're the animal that is, you know, the live band.
Oh, no, it's fantastic. Even the music video, too. I mean, could you, how did you come up with that music video itself for Riptide?
Well, I mean, I knew that I wanted to do something completely different than the last videos that we did. And I wanted to do something that, like, really just captured the energy of the song. And, you know, I knew that I wanted to have dancers. I knew there wanted to be dancing in the video. You know, I knew I wanted it to be bright and poppy. And then, I don't know. It's just sort of like me and the director started working together, and then the dancers got involved and did some unbelievable choreography. And, it's just supposed to kind of represent the transition that I'm making in my life from being kind of like completely overwhelmed with the negative all the time to really trying to fight for the positive, you know?
Absolutely. I mean, I know when it came to a few weeks back, I got the chance to interview Chris Motionless, and he was talking to me about how he reached out to you specifically for that song, Red, White, and Doom, or Boom, I forgot what it was, but he was saying how you were very ecstatic to join him. Is he, are you trying to recruit him possibly for this new album from Beartooth?
You know, I don't know. Here's the thing about Beartooth is we've actually never had a feature on a song before. It's always just been Beartooth and just been kind of me writing the tracks. Now, I mean, he would definitely be high on the list. Chris Motionless is one of my, in this music industry, I consider him an absolutely amazing friend and somebody that really impresses me. Excuse my language, but that dude is absolutely amazing. And he's just super talented. It really was an honor to be on their song. And honestly, what I hope we can do is get another tour together again. We did a co-headline tour in the States back in like January of 2020. And it was absolutely amazing. And we're getting to go to Europe. They're going to come out with us there. But yeah, just the more touring we could do with Motionless and White, I think the better. And I think it just makes the world a better place.
I know, similarly to you guys, that their touring and their just busy schedule, I mean, makes it impossible for them to really be themselves, too. It's probably crazy being a rock star going from city to city to city, really, because it's always funny to me when I see rock stars like Corey Taylor here yelled, "What's up, Oregon?" to Idaho, and not the best response, but I mean, I could totally see that happening when it comes to touring all the time. Like, I'd be like, oh, what am I, where am I at? You know, that sort of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
So when you're currently touring, do you kind of just go on the jogs with the wherever you're at, or do you just go out for walks, or what do you do to keep yourself fit?
Well, I mean, literally 5 minutes before this interview, I just got done, but there was a really nice gym at the venue today. So it's just kind of, I play the hand I'm dealt. I usually bring like a little workout mat with me where I can do, you know, sit-ups and push-ups and all that kind of stuff. And then, I love to go on runs, which is a great way to kind of like see the city and see the town. And then the show is honestly a huge part of the workout for me. I try and really push it as far as I can. But yeah, on the point of saying the wrong city, I legitimately have such a paranoia of that every single day on my monitors, my speakers that, you know, are blasting the sound at me. And like, I have a giant on the front of it in like bright green tape. I have the name of the city. So I never do that because the problem is if I don't know, I just won't say what the city is. And I'll walk over to one of our techs during the middle of the show. I'll be like, "Where are we?" "We're in Baltimore." "Okay, thanks." You know? So, we cut that one out. I just get the city name just staring me right in the face. So I don't mess it up.
I think you should just simply go out there on stage and be like, "What's up? Insert city name here," and just see what they say.
Just roll the dice. Just roll the dice. I've done it before, and usually I get it, but that time you don't. It's not a good look.
And you guys are currently on the East Coast?
We are, yes. And then, we are in Maine today, I believe.
Maine. Oh, that's pretty cool. I mean, I've been there once, but then I think you guys...
We're in Bangor, Maine.
Bangor, Maine. And then you guys head over to Europe shortly after?
No, we just got back from Europe, actually.
Oh, okay.
We just got back from a massive festival tour over there. So yeah, after this, we actually have some time off. We have this. We have a big festival in Sacramento called Aftershock, which is an absolute face melter. And then, yeah, we got a bunch of secret plans that I cannot bestow upon the world, but it will be rad.
I was just about to ask if there was a possible hint on maybe another single from Beartooth, but I guess it's top secret, right?
It is. But just know we're always working on stuff.
You know? I figured. Well, thank you so much, Caleb, for joining me today. I'm wishing you the best of the luck on the rest of the tour. I'm sure you and the band obviously will kill it. And whenever you're in East Idaho, you know, please stop by. We'd love to have you here in studio.
Absolutely. It would be an honor to do so. And I will see you then.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Caleb.
All right. Thank you.